AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government's July jobs report shows U.S. employers added 187,000 jobs, fewer than economists had expected. So what does that say about the future of the economy?
Overall, we continue to see a very strong jobs market, so we are seeing hiring slow.
That's Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House, who says while the 187,000 jobs that employers created may have been lower than expected, the labor market remains strong. She says the 3.5% unemployment rate is slightly lower than what she expected. House believes job growth will slow in the coming months, but says that doesn't mean a recession is imminent.
You're still seeing companies hire. That's a signal that they're seeing their own demand for their goods and services remain strong enough where they want to bring on workers to provide that. So I think that's a sign that the economy isn't about to fall back into a recession.
Mike Hempen, Washington.
Ukraine says its sea drone struck a major Russian port on the Black Sea and damaged a warship. Meantime, the ruble has dropped to its lowest level against the dollar since the first month of the war. And Rita Foley reports a cyber attack has hit hospital computer systems in several states.
It began Thursday at facilities operated by Prospect Medical Holdings, which is based in California and has hospitals and clinics there and in Texas, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. The cyber attack disrupted hospital computer systems, forcing some emergency rooms to close and ambulances to be diverted. And many primary care services were still unavailable today, as security experts worked to try to figure out how to resolve this. A statement from the company said, "We are focused on addressing the pressing needs of our patients as we work diligently to return to normal operations as quickly as possible." I'm Rita Foley.
This is AP News. Despite long-shot odds, lots of people are betting they'll bank tonight's Mega Millions jackpot. It's reached an estimated $1.35 billion. Norman Hall has more.
The jackpot's winning streak dates back to mid-April, but dreamers keep plunking down cash for the $2 tickets. In suburban Minneapolis, Kevin Cook insisted he bought the winning ticket.
A 50-50 chance, right? Either I win or I lose.
The odds of winning are actually about 1 in 302 million. For Sean Burns, winning would be a chance to support his church and others.
First and foremost, you have to give your 10% to the man upstairs. I'm not going to be able to spend it all.
Winners almost always prefer a lump sum payment, which would be an estimated $625.3 million. I'm Norman Hall.
There are smaller prizes ranging from $2 to $1 million, and the odds of winning one of those are significantly better. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.